Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
That's right. Thank you again, Money Radio. And that's right, this show is all about heroes. Remember, these are ones that are inventing new products or services. They're entertaining or adding joy to someone's life. They're leaving their mark on the community. And we just had ranked number one sales professional, Tom Hopkins. And before I introduce our next hero, let me tell you other heroes that are going to be on the show, including three-time Mr. Olympia champion. And we'll be ending the show with the American fitness guru, creator of the P90X Fitness Center. That's right, Tony Horton. But without further ado, let me tell you, this is a very special segment to me, our Alliances community and our listeners. It's because of this gentleman that we are here today, able to share with the Valley, online, and all over our heroes. So first, a gigantic big thank you on behalf of everyone, Ron Cohn, the president, the owner of Money Radio. Now, Ron, you could have gone into TV, print, or some other industry. Why radio?
Thanks for having me on the show, David. I'm a big fan of your show and of the Alliances organization. That's a good question. I had some background in radio, but I moved to Arizona in the early 80s to get into commercial real estate. And by the late 80s, some of you out there might remember a little era that we had called the SNL crisis. And there was a lot of casualties in commercial real estate. I happen to have been one of them. So quite frankly, I needed a job. And within 24 hours, we had an opportunity to buy a radio station that was boarded up and off the air. And it seemed like the right thing to do. I had some background in radio, and but the decision was a decision of youth, of blind ambition, and a pretty quick decision. So it was one of those things. We made it over a kitchen table and penciled out a few things. And within 48 hours, I was out of real estate and the owner of 1510 AM.
Amazing. And you could reach Ron Cohn by going to MoneyRadio1510.com. You could also go to Alliances.com. That's Alliances.com, where we'll have the information posted there too. Now, you've been in radio for over 30 years. What do you see as the biggest change you've seen since day one being in the business? Because things have evolved over time. What change have you seen, and where do you see radio going?
Well, I think one of the changes and challenges for us is that there are multiple places for companies to invest their budgets in marketing and advertising. And the interesting thing with all of it is that we don't sell something that's tangible. Advertising is the sale of hope. We hope it works. And as a result, there's a number of directions that certain companies go in that may not be effective for them. Fortunately for us, we've been here for 27 years on the air. My career, as you mentioned, spans over 30 years. But I will tell you that any advertising medium, if it's not relevant, if it doesn't provide valuable content, and if it doesn't provide results for the advertiser, will not be here. So it goes without saying, I believe that in the 27 years that we have stood the test of time and we're still here, sometimes always a David in the world of Goliaths. That's probably my superhero.
Well, you know that I'm a big listener. In fact, prior to us even meeting face to face, I became a customer of many of those that I heard on your radio station in all aspects. In fact, your station has helped so many people make money and avoid pitfalls of wrong investments and losing money. I could tell you personal experience they've helped me and family members that have listened. It's also educated so many on money, money itself. What's the best way for business professionals interested in getting more exposure on your radio station? What's the best way for them to contact, well, the radio station? Would it be via email? Should they call in? What do you suggest?
Well, we're always happy to sit down with any business and go over what their marketing objectives are and see if we're a fit for them. There's a lot of unique things that we do, David, as you know, and many of the listeners know. So much emphasis now is on content. And one of the things that we do well for our clients is we provide them an opportunity to create impressive content, whether that be in long form or even short form. And then we can show them or even assist them in deploying that content to all of their different channels, to their email, to their social media, create podcasts. In addition to reaching our audience, it allows them to have a communication vehicle directly to their prospects, and more importantly, in some cases, to their existing clients. Radio is a very impressive medium. It's a relevant medium. Fortunately for us, people are still listening to radio in record numbers. The metrics are doing nothing but going up. And although we're a niche radio station, this information is very relevant. It's news and information that matters. And that's, I believe, one of the reasons why we're still here and why we're growing.
Excellent. And you have a passion. And I mean, you know radio like no other. In fact, you're listening to Alliance's Heroes on Money Radio AM 1510 and FM 99.3. Are you a hero in business? Go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. Now I know that you've heard so many people on your show, and so many. I was going to ask you which your favorite show is, but I already know it's the Alliance's Heroes show, right? Yes, that's right. So we will move on to another question and stuff is what was it like the first time that you were on the radio? Because a lot of people may be interested in being on the radio, may be interested in being a guest on the radio. Share with us what it was like, first experience.
Well, I didn't come up through the broadcast side of it. I came up through management and sales, but I have been on the air before. And what I find from those that come on the radio for the first time is that they're intimidated by it, or potentially intimidated prior to actually having the experience. But once they do, they find A, that it goes very quickly, B, that it's nothing more than a conversation. We always counsel our clients, if they're going to do a radio show, if they're going to be in an interview type of situation, they're going to have a conversation just like I'm having with you as the host of the show. And that's what people want to listen to. They want it to sound real. They want it to sound authentic. And the information will come out, and it'll be entertaining. It will be informative. And again, hopefully, if they're doing it from a standpoint of marketing their expertise, being able to demonstrate or showcase their company or their knowledge, then it creates a terrific opportunity for them to do that.
And you've been part of Alliances. You play a critical role in supporting Alliances, the place where entrepreneurs align. You've been to our roundtable, grand table, and experiences supporting the entrepreneur community. Well, tell us what the experience has been like for you to have been involved with Alliances.
David, I've been so impressed with you and your organization in the 27 years that I've been here in the community and in the business community representing this radio station. I've been involved with a number of great civic and business organizations. I've not seen one that has captured such a volume and such a breadth of impressive people. And you do it in a unique, entertaining way. And we were there from the beginning practically because of your affinity for this radio station, and I've watched it personally grow, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it for years to come.
Well, it's because of you. Not only is this show going on, but it's because of you that our community is growing, and our entrepreneurs and our alliances, because you are the supporter. You're the supporter of Alliances. This is what helps keep this engine going and creates jobs. You are today's hero. You make a big impact on others. You may not know it, but you do, and people talk about it, and it's huge, and the community needs it.
David, how long do I have to wear this cape for, though?
Well, just about another 5 minutes here and
okay,
stuff.
Thanks.
And it looks great on you, by the way. What would you say is your proudest moment, though? Proudest moment, because you've done a lot, you know, you've been so involved. Proudest moment, maybe, perhaps in your life?
Wow. personally, it has to do with my children and, you know, and your family. Those are always what's most important. I had no idea what this would become. I was early 30s. The thought of being an entrepreneur was exciting, but I really didn't know what it entailed to be a business owner. And to look back now, and it's 27 years down the road, and what we've accomplished, and the fact that we're still here, and the accolades of being the first financial station in the country, the oldest existing locally owned and operated station, you know, those are things that I could never have imagined would have occurred.
And something I've never said before on the radio, ever, and that is that this interview truly, truly brings tears to my eyes, as you believed in the Hero Show. You support it, and you truly make a difference in the lives of others. When we return, we're going to have the three-time Mr. Olympia champion, Frank Zane, and thank you to LoopyDocs.com, the Alliance's producer of the Hero Show.